弟兄姐妹，上午好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
我在想，大家对这张照片都非常熟悉，对吧？
Probably many of us here are familiar with this picture.
它是呢美军在1945年二月。
This was the American Army in February of 1945.
登上太平洋上的硫磺岛上拍摄的。
And this was on Mount Suriname on Iwo Jima in the Pacific Ocean.
当时驻守在硫磺岛上的日本军队来有22,000多人。
At that time, there were 22,000 Japanese troops on the island of Iwo Jima.
美军呢，为了得到这个硫磺岛来，就去攻打它。
And so, in order to take this island from the Japanese, the American military invaded the island.
然后太平洋上最激烈的战役就在这里打响了。
And this was one of the most intense battles of the entire Pacific War.
打了一个多月。
And they fought for more than a month.
结果是美国军队阵亡了6,821人。
The American military lost more than 6,800 men.
日本方面呢？
And the Japanese army.
守军本来是22,000多人，最后只有1,000多人投降，其余的全部阵亡。
Out of the 22,000 soldiers who were originally on the island, there were less than 1,000 who actually lived.
这是一张非常具有震撼性的照片，对不对？
And so here is a very dramatic photo.
就是美军为了纪念他们登上这个岛。
And this remembers the American military taking control of the island.
因为他们登上这个岛真的是付上了很大的代价。
Because to take down, they had to pay a very, very high price.
不知道你们能不能够看得清楚这个照片上有几个人呢？
Can you see here clearly the number of people?
Five
people, yes.
No, 真正的在照片上是六个人。
But actually, there's six.
那为什么要六个人来拍这张照片呢？
But why do you have six people in this picture?
其实我们在想，两个人也可以把它立起来，对不对？
Wouldn't two people be enough to put up the flag?
为什么要六个人呢？
Why do you need six people?
就是要体现出来他们是一个团队。
But this is expressing the fact that they are a team.
美军是彼此协作，共同努力。
They're helping each other. They're working hard together.
他们一起把他们的生命摆上。
And they're putting their lives on the line together.
才登上了这个硫磺岛。
And that's how they were able to take the island.
表现出来他们同心一致的精神。
And this expresses this being as one in the fight, the spirit.Of unity.
其实我们教会呢也是这样一个领受使命一个战斗的群体。
And our church is also a group that has received a call to battle.
在进行着各种或大或小的属灵的征战。
And we face all kinds of large and small spiritual battles.
在这样的征战当中呢，我们也不仅仅是一个人在战斗。
In the midst of these battles, we're not just fighting alone.
我们也是一个属灵的群体。
We're also a spiritual community.
也是彼此同工的一个群体。
We're a group that works together.
我们弟兄姐妹来彼此搭配，参与到主耶稣给我们的使命当中。
We work together in carrying out the great commission that Jesus has given us.
那就是主耶稣给我们的大使命。
That's the great commission.
去，使万民做我的门徒。
Go and make disciples of all nations.
今天的表现呢，可能就是就像这个图一样。虽然我们不是离美国国旗，但是我们离什么呢
？Just as this photo, we see they're raising up not the flag, but what?
我们要把耶稣基督救恩的十字架离在这个世界。
The cross of Jesus Christ.
很多的时候也不仅仅是离在外面。
It's not just you out in the world.
我们也要把十字架离在人的心里。
We also want to raise the cross in our own hearts and lives.
这是一场属灵的征战。
This is a spiritual battle.
我们在这里的，我们这个伊萨卡华人教会呢
？Here in Ithaca at our Chinese church.
我们在这个大使命里面，我们也领受了我们独特的使命。
We also have our part to play in this great commission.
那就是能够给住在我们教会附近的华人居民。
That is to, with all of the Chinese who live in this area,
康奈尔大学的学生
the students at Cornell,
老师和访问学者们能够传递福音
and also the teachers and visiting scholars to share the gospel with these people.
我们也感谢主，可能以很多来到这里的学生、工作人士到教会的时候呢，
We also thank the Lord that many students and professionals who come here to the church, they already are believers.
And
so they can come and join with us to grow together in the Lord and also be a part of carrying out the Lord's call, fulfilling the Great Commission here in Ithaca. And we work together to complete this Great Commission.
在主里同工呢，是一件非常美好的事情。
To work together, to labor together in the Lord is a beautiful thing.
但同时也是充满挑战的事情。
But it's also a very challenging thing.
我们今天所读的经文呢，虽然只有短短的三节。
Although the scripture that we're looking at today is only three verses,
却可给我们一个美好的提醒和教导。
But it gives us a very important reminder and teaching.
能够帮助我们在主里同工。
That is that we need to work together in the Lord
打拉属灵的美好的仗
and to fight a good spiritual battle for the Lord.
我们知道腓立比书呢是一卷激励的书信
We know that the book of Philippians is a book of encouragement.
保罗在书信中有对腓立比教会弟兄姐妹的感谢
And in this book, Paul has a lot of gratitude for the Philippian church.
他也称腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹来为朋友。
He calls the brothers and sisters of this church his friends.
同时，保罗也鼓励腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹呢，要靠主喜乐。
And he also encourages them to rely on the Lord to be joyful.
因为主已经把他的救恩成就在我们身上了。
Because the Lord has already fulfilled His salvation in our lives.
对，而他的使徒保罗也是这样得到这一个救恩。
And the Apostle Paul had received this saving grace. And so he was laboring with all his might on behalf of this gospel.
我们上一次分享的经文呢是第三章十七节到二十一节。
So last week we shared from chapter 3, verses 17 to 21.
是保罗鼓励腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹呢要效法他。
He was encouraging the Philippian believers to imitate him.
要腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹呢，确信他们已经是天上的国民。
He wanted them to be firm in their faith that they are already citizens in the kingdom of heaven.
是等待着主耶稣再来的一种属灵的生活状态里面。
And to live in the expectation of the Lord's second coming.
所以说我们是有盼望的等候。
So they were waiting with hope.
而我们今天所读的这一段经文呢
？Now today the passage that we're reading.
也可以说是进入了一个这一卷书的总结部分。
You could say that it's entering into the concluding part of this book.
你如果认真读的话，就会发现腓立比书第一章的部分呢，或第四章的部分，好像有一种前后呼应的感觉。
So if you look at the book of Philippians carefully, you'll discover that the first part of the book and the latter part of the book are kind of they have this important connection.
保罗在腓立比书第一章的时候呢，是对。腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹来一个祷告。
So in the first chapter of this book, Paul is praying for the brothers and sisters of the Philippian church.
鼓励他们要同心，要喜乐。
He's telling them they need to be of one heart and they need to be joyful.
在第四章这里呢
？But here in the fourth chapter,
保罗继续跟他们说
，He continues to say to them,
你们就是我的喜乐。
You are my joy.
我的冠冕。
My crown.
哇。
Wow.
好像又在重复第一章的内容，对不对？
Here he's repeating the content from the first chapter.
但是他有个递进。
But he has a step forward.
你看我们第三章讲了保罗说他向着标杆直跑。
You can see in the third chapter we saw how Paul was pressing forward towards goal.
他把自己当作一个运动员一样。
He was looking at himself as an athlete.
我们刚刚也知道一个昨前天星期五对不对？里约的奥运会开幕了。
We know that just a couple of days ago, the Olympics, Summer Olympics, began in Brazil.
这些运动员锻炼的目的是什么呢？
And what is the purpose of the training that these athletes go through?
哇，那就是能够得冠冕。
They want to win the crown.
得到什么？铜牌、银牌，最好是金牌。
They want the bronze, the silver, especially the gold.
而保罗在这里说腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹就是保罗的冠冕，就是保罗的金牌。
So Paul is saying here that the Philippian believers are his crown, his gold medal.
虽然保罗在腓立比书第三章说他是向着天上直奔跑。
In the third chapter, we see Paul saying that he's heading towards the heavenly goal.
但是好像那个教会呢，腓立比的教会呢，也是上帝给保罗的一个祝福。
But at the same time, that the Philippian church is a blessing that God has given Paul here on earth.
让他福音的果效呢能够彰显出来。
To see the fruit of his labor.
所以说保罗看到腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹呢，他就喜乐了。
So when he saw the brothers and sisters of the Philippian church, he was filled with joy.
好像他奔跑努力的结果，冠冕已经就彰显出来。
That the all of his effort on behalf of the gospel was bearing fruit.
但是这样的一个美好的教会其实也不平安。
But such a great church, they also had their difficulties.
所以说在这里经文说我亲爱的弟兄你们应当靠主站立的稳
And so he says to them My dear brothers you should stand firm in the Lord
如果说你已经站得很稳的话就不需要再提醒你站立的稳对不对
Of course if you're already standing firm you don't need to be reminded to stand firm
这里保罗说你们应当靠主站立的稳
But here he says that you ought to stand firm
说明他们当时的现状呢可能站得不太稳
So perhaps in some ways they weren't standing that firm.
有什么情况呢?
What might be the reason for that?
哦，原来第二节就说有两个姐妹，一个叫有阿蝶，一个叫寻都基。
So here we see in verse 2, there are two sisters, Euodia and Syntyche.
要劝她怎么呢?
And what are they, what is he encouraging them to do? To be of one heart.
可能已经分心了，对不对?
Maybe they've already...It had a division.
所以说要他们同心。
So he wants them to be united.
对，保罗确实，同时也鼓励一个人。他说我第三节说我也求你这真是同父一儿的。
But at the same time, he encourages this person, who has he says who is bearing the same yoke with him.
帮助这两个女人。
To help these two women.
因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦。
Because they have contended with me for the gospel.
这里有一个隐藏的人，第三节经文里面。
Do you see how here in the third verse there's a
就是这个你
，It says you。
我也求你，这个你是谁呢
？I ask you, who is that？
很多解经家有不同的说法。
Different scholars have different views。
但是都达不成一致。
But they're not of the same perspective。
可以达成一致的是什么呢
？But what can they be sure of？
就是代表腓立比教会接收这封信件的人。
But he is the one who represents the Philippian church in receiving this letter from Paul.
这个人能够作为一个教会的代表来接收这封信件。
So if someone is able to be a representative for the church in receiving this letter,
那我们可以想象这个人应该也是腓立比教会的领袖。
Then we can imagine that he must be a leader in the church.
保罗的一个重要同工。
And an important co-worker of Paul's.
保罗鼓励这个人呢，去能够调解这两个。姐妹的冲突
And so Paul encourages this co-worker to mediate the conflict between these two sisters.
帮助他们和解
Help them to resolve that conflict.
为什么呢
And why?
因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦
He says, because they have contended with me for the gospel.
不仅仅这两个人与保罗一同在福音上劳苦
Not just these two contended.
保罗还提醒他们说我们其实整个教会的弟兄姐妹呢都是一个属灵的群体
But Paul says that the whole church, all the brothers and sisters, are working together.
所以说，还有哥尼面并其余和我一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。
And so he says that these brothers and sisters who have labored with him, their names are written in the book of life.
我们教会都是一群在生命册上有份的。
So the church is filled with those who, because they believe in the Lord, their names are written in the book of life.
彼此同工的这样的一个
Working together, that kind of a group.
保罗在这里的教导呢，我在想，对我们今天的教会来说，也是一个很大的帮助。
So we can see Paul's teaching here is actually a big help for us today.
那我们今天呢，就用这个三同，同心、同恶、同苦来彼此勉励。
So we're going to talk about the three.Tong, which in this case are of one mind and of one yoke and of like one contending for the gospel.
在主里同工的第一个要素是什么呢？同心。
So what's the first thing in working together for the gospel? To be of one mind.
保罗在第二节的经文，他劝友阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心。
So he is urging Euodia and Syntyche to be of one mind.
这两个人是什么样的人呢？
What kind of people are these two women?
保罗说他这两个人是跟保罗一起在福音上劳苦过的人。
Paul says that they are two women who have worked with him together for the sake of the gospel.
哇，能够跟保罗一同劳苦。
Wow, so to work together with Paul, you know, working hard for the gospel.
他应该是这个教会的老资格了。
So these would be experienced believers in the church.
不仅仅是资格了，而且还做了很多事情，对不对？
Not just that they, you know, have spiritual qualifications, but they've done a lot for the church.
因为一同劳苦嘛。
Because they've labored hard.
可以想象这两个人呢，其实可能也在教会里面已经做了领袖。
So you could imagine that these sisters are already leaders in the church.
教会很多的人呢，可能是他们传福音信主的。
Maybe many people in the church are believers because these two men preach the gospel to them.
可能有的人呢，也是他们两个栽培起来的。
And perhaps many have become leaders in the church because they were trained by these two sisters.
教会的有的弟兄姐妹呢，以他们为榜样。
And many believers in the church probably look to them as examples.
按理说，他们应该好好相处，一同来兴旺教会的福音。
And so they ought to be interacting together well in order to advance the gospel.
但是他们这个时候两个人却不同心了。
But in fact, they were divided.
发生了冲突。
There was conflict.
不单单发生了冲突，这个冲突还不能很快得到解决。
Not only was there conflict, but it was difficult for them to resolve it quickly.
这个问题的严重程度来，以至于远在罗马监狱的保罗都知道了。
This had become serious enough that even Paul, far off in Rome in prison, had heard about it.
可以说这两个姐妹不同心的事情呢，成了教会一个很大的问题了。
So you can see that this division between these two sisters had become a big problem for the whole church.
所以说保罗觉得他应该出面来调解这件事情。
So Paul felt that he needed to step forward in order to help mediate this conflict.
其实人在一起呢，有冲突。是人之常情，对不对？
Of course, when people work together, there's going to be conflict, right?
特别是我们教会里面本来就是一群有罪的人嘛。
Especially considering that here in the church, I mean, we are all sinners.
怎么可能没有或大或小的磕磕碰碰的事情呢？
How could we avoid, you know, little or even big bumps?
但是有了冲突过后，又该怎么来面对？
But in encountering conflict, how do we deal with it?
是让这个冲突影响越来越大，还是把这个冲突解决了呢？
So as this, you know, the influence of this conflict grows, we need to find a way to resolve it.
而这两个教会的领袖呢，发生了一个冲突，他们可以说也影响了教会。
But because these two sisters are leaders in the church, so the impact of this conflict is even greater.
甚至有可能造成教会分裂的这样一种情况。
In fact, it could even divide the whole church.
如果不处理的话，就是教会的一个很大的损失。
So if it's not dealt with, that's going to be a huge loss for the church.
让主的名呢受到损害。
And the Lord's name will be disgraced.
可能我们在外面工作的地方呢，有了冲突。
Out in our places of work, if there's conflict,
可能我们就用经济利益的方式去解决了，对不对？
Maybe we use economic incentives to help people get past it.
要么可能就是给他加薪。
Maybe we can
换一个岗位
increase salary, or we could
或者给他一笔赔偿金
or you give them some kind of compensation,
让他走人
or let them go.
而社会的追求解决问题的方式呢，常常是通过亲情，通过利益。
This type of resolution is it depends on kind of economic incentives.
这是人通过人自己的方法来解决。
This is how people use their own methods to resolve conflict.
而教会呢？
But in the church,
一个分享上帝爱的地方，采用的是不同的方法。
Where we share the love of God, we use a different method.
保罗在这里提出一个非常重要的方法是什么呢？
And here Paul speaks of an important method, which is what?
他说你们要同心。
You need to be of one heart.
在主里同心。
In the Lord.
同心的话，可能我们有过经历，容不容易呢？
Is it easy to be unified in the Lord?
在今天的一个社会里面，能够一个群体能够同心，甚至一个家庭同心都不容易，对不对？
In today's society, for a family, for a group to be of one mind is not easy.
我们每个人都有自己的想法。
Each of us has our own way of thinking.
想法还特别的多。
And there's many different ways of thinking.
但是我们会发现这个群体呢，人和人之间确实有些不同。
And within our group, there's many differences of outlook.
人有什么不同呢？
What kinds of differences?
智商确实有不同。
There's differences in intelligence.
还有什么呢？情商也不同。
What else? Well, there's differences in terms of our emotional capacity.
但是保罗在这里却提醒有阿底和寻都基说你们要在主里同心。
But Paul reminds Euodia and Syntyche that they need to be of one heart, one mind in the Lord.
这就是通过什么属灵的事来解决。
So this is using spiritual truth to resolve problems.
那什么叫做在主里同心呢？
So what does it mean to be of one mind in the Lord?
腓立比书第二章第二节其实保罗已经提到过。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 2, Paul has already mentioned this.
那就是你们要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
He says... Then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
但第三节还有个更有个具体的解释，说凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
In verse 3, he makes this even more concrete. He says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility.Consider others better than yourselves.
第四节说，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
And in the fourth verse, he says, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
同心就是意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
So to be of one heart means being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
这里呢，我们看不出来那两个姐妹为什么冲突。
Of course, we can't see from the letter exactly why these two sisters had a conflict.
但是他们就是冲突了。
But they did.
冲突的结果呢，可能他们也分门别类、分党结派。
And the outcome, the very likely outcome of such a conflict would be that they would split into different camps.
没有一样的心思，没有一样的意念。
Because they didn't have the same purpose, the same heart.
保罗鼓励他们说：“你们要来主里同心。”
So Paul says firmly, "You need to be one in the Lord."
这个主里的同心就是要学耶稣谦卑的样子。
And that means learning from the humble example of Jesus.
这也就是腓立比书第二章第五节到第十一节谈的一段赞美主耶稣的诗歌体表达出来的意思。
And we see this in the second chapter of Philippians from verses 5 to 11. It's actually part of a hymn praising Jesus and his work of salvation.
学习主耶稣的谦卑倒空自己。
To learn from the humility of Jesus, his willingness to empty himself.
虽然我们人有各种的想法观点的不同。
Although we as people have different outlooks, different ways of thinking,
但是我们要在主里同心。
But in the Lord we can be unified.
我们学习的榜样就是耶稣。
And our example is Jesus.
对，这样的话，上帝的荣耀就得到彰显。
And so in that way, the glory of God is revealed.
同心的目的不是为了自己。
So the purpose of being unified isn't for ourselves.
同心的目的乃是上帝的荣耀。
It's actually for the glory of God.
乃是教会的弟兄姐妹能够在信仰上得到建造和祝福。
And that the brothers and sisters in the church will be built up in their faith.
是的，在教会里面同心是非常重要的。
So it's very, very important for the church to be unified.
特别是领袖之间。
And especially for the leaders.
我刚来这里不久呢。
When I had come here not too long,
徐牧师就跟我写了一封信。
Pastor Xu, who used to be a pastor here, wrote me a letter.
既是鼓励啊，也是告诫。
To encourage me and also to warn me.
要和弟兄姐妹啊建立起和睦的关系。
You have to build a harmonious relationship with the brothers and sisters.
特别是和教会的领袖们。
Especially with the leaders of the church.
他也分享他自己的经验。
And he shared his own experience.
他说有的时候啊，同工肯定有些意见看法不同。
He said sometimes the co-workers will have different opinions and perspectives.
但是在祷告讨论过后就达成一个共识。
But after praying and discussing, they can reach a consensus.
这个时候我们就需要放下我们自己的一些看法。
But that means that we have to be willing to lay aside some of our thoughts.
让教会在一个合一的方向往前走。
So that the church can move together in unity.
这是我们教会的一个美好的传统。
And this is a wonderful tradition here at our church.
愿上帝祝福我们，在以后的日子呢，我们能够继续保持这个美好的传统。
And may the Lord bless us to continue to preserve that wonderful tradition.
当然，我们一个教会。
But as a church,
可能我不仅应该跟同工们同心，更应该跟弟兄姐妹都同心，对不对？
But it's not just the leaders who need to be unified, but actually all the brothers and sisters.
不仅仅是牧者、教会领袖跟弟兄姐妹同工同心，弟兄姐妹呢，在教会的事工上要彼此同心。
So not just the pastor and the leaders to be of one heart, but also the brothers and sisters to be of one heart with them.
让我们在同心的里面呢彼此搭配。
And that together with one heart we would work with each other to advance the gospel.
保罗在这里谈到主里同工的第二个要素是什么呢？
Here Paul speaks of the second important factor.
第二个要素是同父与轭，
which is that we need to bear the same yoke.
经文在这里第三节说，我也求你这真实同父与轭的，要帮助这两个与人。
Here it says in verse 3, yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women.
同父与轭呢，其实在新约圣经里面、啊、有好几处提到。
There are several places actually in the Bible where it speaks of this idea of bearing the same yoke.
在马太福音第十一章二十八节到三十节说，
Here in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 11 verses 28 to 30 it says,
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Here Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light."
这里耶稣基督提到他自己的轭。
So here the Lord Jesus speaks of his yoke.
这个轭是什么呢？
And what is the yoke of Jesus?
那就是背上自己的十字架。
That is to carry the cross, his cross.
那完成天父对他的旨意。
And to fulfill the Lord's purpose for his life.
他也鼓励我们这些弟兄姐妹。
And so he encourages us, his followers,
背上十字架来跟随他。
To carry our own cross and follow him.
在哥林多后书六章十四节、十五节其实也有提到轭。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, we also see this idea of the yoke.
保罗对哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹说，你们和不信的原不相配，不要同父与轭。义和不义的有什么相交？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？比基督和比列有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？
Here in chapter 6 verse 14 Paul says the following. Oops. He says, by his power God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? Is this the right one?
According to Hoshu.
Oh, Hoshu, sorry. I was going to say. Sorry about that. Oops. here in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, Paul says, Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever?
这个很多人呢，把这个解释成婚姻。
So many commentators have understood yoke here to mean marriage.
信主的和不信主的了，不要谈恋爱，不要结婚。
So that Christians and non-Christians, ideally Christians should not enter into marriage with those who do not believe.
可能弟兄姐妹对这个说法很熟悉了，对不对？
Maybe many of us here are familiar with this passage.
但是这里的轭呢，真实的意思其实不是指的婚姻。
But the actual meaning of yoke here isn't specifically referring to marriage.
你看四五节有解释嘛，基督和比列，比列就是撒旦的别名，有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？
Here it says, what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial?
这里面的这个恶呢，其实指的是在相同的意念里面，可能就共同完成一些事情。
So here the idea of the yoke is to be united in our thinking to achieve a particular purpose.
保罗在这里提醒哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹呢，在很多事情上，我们不要去想着跟他不信主的人呢，好像完全达成一致。
And so Paul is basically reminding the believers here in Corinth that they should not expect to be, you know, one, be united somehow with those who do not believe.
因为不信主的人呢，有他们的价值观、世界观。
Because those who do not believe have their own outlook and worldview, and it's different than obviously the Christians.
信主的人呢，有自我们基督徒的世界观和价值观。
And so those who believe in the Lord, of course, we have a different worldview and system of values based on the Bible.
但是把这个原理用于到婚姻或恋爱上呢，其实也是适用的，对不对？
But of course, we can also apply this to the question of marriage.
对，但是好像又可以解释到婚姻上了。
We can use this to explain the attitude believers should have towards marriage.
对。而呢，我们看那个图片的话，这里就其实有解释这个恶，对不对？
So here we can see from the picture, it gives us an idea of what the yoke is about.
对，就是这两头牛呢，中间有一个器具把它连接起来。
And so you can see that there's this implement, the yoke, that brings these two oxen together so they can combine their strength.
当然我自己在我们四川那个农村乡下的看到了，它是有的时候是一头牛。
Oh, and I saw back in China, in Sichuan, that sometimes it would just be a single ox.
它其实也有这个恶的。
But also still had a yoke.
因为我们想象一下，牛身上如果没有这个轭的话，其实就不知道怎么产生那个力量，对不对？
Because if they didn't have the yoke on their shoulder, they wouldn't understand that they need to get out in the field and plow.
但这里保罗更多的强调是同负一轭。
But here Paul is talking about the idea of taking bearing this yoke together.
说明这两头牛呢是一个团队，对不对？
That these two oxen together are a team.
在这个团队合作当中呢。
And in the midst of their joint activity,
有的时候可能一头牛状态好一点，力气大一点。
Sometimes maybe one of these oxen is a bit stronger in a better state.
有的时候呢，另外一头牛呢，状态要差一点，力气要小一点。
And maybe the other is a bit weaker, not in as good a condition.
这个同负一轭不仅仅是说共同协助。
So it's not to say that to bear the yoke together is that we're doing the
exact
same work.
强壮的可能要覆盖软弱的。
Sometimes the strong have to uphold the weak.
这叫同负一轭。
And that's to carry the yoke together.
我们都知道现在的车呢，大多数是自动挡了，对不对？
Most of us drive cars with automatic transmissions.
我才六月份才买了一个车来学车。
In June I just bought my first car.
刚刚开始学车的时候，我体会到一个很特别的经历。
And as I was learning to drive, I had a very unusual experience.
我每次出去学完车来回来的话，不是右脚累。是左脚累。
Whenever I got home after practicing driving, it was my left foot that was tired instead of my right foot.
但是我们知道那个自动挡用脚用哪个脚呢？
But if you're driving an automatic transmission,
对啊，因为那个
foot is used the most.
刹车和油门都在右脚上了。
It's always the right foot that's pressing the accelerator.
但是为什么我左脚很累呢？右脚不累下来的时候。
So why was my left foot tired but my right foot wasn't?
为什么？因为我刚刚开始学，我一上车就非常紧张。
So I guess it was because when I started practicing how to drive, I was very uptight.
但是我右脚呢，因为要踩油门或踩刹车，不能太紧张，对不对？
But my right foot couldn't be too tense because I had to keep pressing the accelerator and the brake.
我就自然把我那个左脚绷得很紧。
But I really got my left foot all tense.
压力很大。
And a lot of like pressure.
把这个压力转移到。哪个脚上呢？
So all that pressure was being carried by this left foot.
对啊，自然就转移到左脚上。
I can relate. Okay.
对，自然我就把那个学车这个压力就转在左脚上，所以说导致我下车的时候右脚不累，左脚很累。
And so because of that, when I finished driving, I would get out of the car and my left foot was really tired.
可能作为我一个人的时候，在面对学车这件事情上呢，我自然就调配了。
And so as I was learning how to drive, my two feet were kind of working together to do that.
当我们作为一个群体在共同面对一件事情的时候呢，
And so when we're working together as a group to do a particular task,
我们自然也是这样的。
We are also like that.
可能做事的人呢，可能也在做事。
So when some people are busy doing things,
但是可能其他的弟兄姐妹呢，反而是承受压力表现得更累的人了。
And maybe others who aren't visibly out there in front doing things, but they actually have a lot of pressure that they're carrying.
为什么这样讲呢?
Why do I say that?
我就是在想起我们这样的一个教会。
I'm thinking of our church here.
常常有流动。
We often have like changes, people going and coming.
不仅仅是领袖有流动。
Not only the leaders,
弟兄姐妹也有流动。
But brothers and sisters in the church as well.
可能常常看到说一个事工当中有新人进来。
And so in a particular ministry, there's a new person coming in.
可能有的是组长啊、领袖啊也在不断的变换。
And so maybe fellowship leaders or leaders in the church are, have to go.
当有这样的情况呢，可能辛苦的不仅仅是那些做领袖的。
And so in that type of situation, it's not just the leaders who face difficulties.
可能有的时候也让那些配合领袖做事的弟兄姐妹呢，也能够感受到这个。
Often.
不适应，对不对?
Oftentimes, those who are helping the leaders feel the pressure as well.
所以说，保罗告诉我们要同负一轭。
So Paul tells us here that we need to carry this yoke together.
就好像我那个左脚自动承担压力一样。
Just as my left foot was taking all the pressure.
在这里鼓励弟兄姐妹呢，有的时候也要承担一些新的领袖带给你们的一些不适应和压力。
And so here I just encourage the brothers and sisters, sometimes you'll have to carry some of that pressure as well when new leaders step in or there's changes.
我自己也是有个体会，一个经历。
I have this type of experience myself.
我来到这里呢。
After I came here to Ithaca,
已经四个月了。
Already 4 months.
虽然我有脚，但走不远。
I obviously can walk, but I couldn't get very far.
为什么？因为我没有驾照。
I had no driver's license.
但是我来的时候呢，我觉得那个同工 David Liu 就给我很多的鼓励和帮助。
But my coworker David Liu gave me a great deal of help and support.
我虽然没有车，不会开，但是我去过 Rochester 买车、看车。
Even though I don't have I didn't have a car and I couldn't drive, but I got to Rochester to look at cars.
也去过 Cortland 去买车。
Went to Cortland and bought a car.
还去过雪城。
I went to Buffalo
接一对从上海来的牧师夫妇
to meet a pastor friend from Shanghai and his wife.
都是 David 又帮我去的
And all of it was David who was driving me to all of those things.
所以说呢，我们弟兄姐妹呢，其实我们也可能更多的在我们的侍奉当中学习这一点。
So in our ministry together as brothers and sisters, we can learn from that.
对，看到我们是一群一同负轭的一个属灵的群体。
We're carrying this yoke together.
我们一起同工。
And we're working together.
保罗在这里谈到不仅仅要同心同轭，还要同什么呢？同劳苦。
So Paul says not just that we should be of one heart of and carry one yoke, but also that we should be suffering together or laboring together for the gospel.
保罗在这里说，有阿碟和寻都基是。他们这两个人呢，在福音上曾与保罗一同劳苦。
So Paul says here of Euodia and Syntyche that they have contended at his side in the cause of the gospel.
在福音上劳苦是指的，具体是指的什么呢？
And this labor on behalf of the gospel, what does that refer to exactly?
保罗在腓立比教会做了些什么呢？
What exactly was Paul doing at the Philippian church?
我们从使徒行传里面看到保罗去腓立比传过福音。
We can see Paul from the book of Acts. We can see that Paul was preaching the gospel in Philippi.
建立过教会。
He established the church there.
到当时他已经在罗马的监狱里面，他还在写信牧养腓立比的教会。
And even though he was in prison in Rome when he wrote this letter, but he still through the letter actually exercising pastoral ministry in the church there.
这些事情呢，这两个姐妹呢，都跟保罗一同劳苦。
And so in these things, these two sisters had worked together, labored together with Paul.
所以说在这个一同劳苦的事情上呢，也就是有包括了传福音、建立教会和牧养教会。
And so the laboring together for the gospel includes establishing the church and then building up the church and working together to advance the gospel.
因为他们是一群同在生命册上有份的。弟兄姐妹
because they are a group whose names are written in the book of life.
我知道能够在这三件事情上一同劳苦不简单。
I know that it's not easy to be united as a church in these three areas.
因为这些事情单靠保罗一个人做不做得到呢？
You can't just rely on Paul himself to do all these things.
做不到。
It's not possible.
乃是众弟兄姐妹一起协作。
But rather, all the brothers and sisters need to help.
我就当然不仅仅腓立比的教会，我们这个教会也是这样的。
And not just the Philippian church. Our church is the same, of course.
前一段时间，满仓长老给我分享了一件事情。
Recently, Elder Man Chang shared with me.
他说当年呢，他才三十岁多一点。
Back when he was in his thirties,
就做了教会的长老。
He had already become an elder here in the church.
对啊，做长老确实是一个荣誉的事情，对不对
？And that's a very honor. You know, that's a great honor.
但是在三十多年前，我们教会才刚刚开始没多久。二十多年前，不是。
At that time, the church had only recently been established.
很多事情都要长老去做。
So there were a lot of things that the elder had to do because they didn't have a lot of leaders in the church.
传福音、探访、教会的各样施工，好像都要跑不掉。
Sharing the gospel, visitation, all kinds of things in terms of helping the church.
有的时候呢，孩子没人看。
And oftentimes, if there was no one to watch the kids,
就带着孩子一起去。
He'd take the kids with him.
对，为了教会呢，他们这个家庭努力的摆上。
And so for the sake of the church, this family really put out a lot. And we know today, of course, our brothers and sisters here in the church are the same, actively giving themselves for the Lord, diligent and hardworking in the Lord's ministry.
当然这个劳苦有的时候也面临着一些可能有苦不仅仅是劳还有可能面临着一些坐牢的风险。
And so sometimes in serving the Lord, it's not just the hard work, but there's some real suffering involved.
Paul 就是这样。
Paul definitely experienced that.
在中国去年的那个福建浙江呢，也有很多牧师坐牢了。
We can see in China, in Zhejiang province recently, similar situation where pastors are having to go to prison.
还有一个律师叫张建的，为教会辩护也坐牢了。
And a Christian lawyer who was defending the churches also had to go to prison.
但是我们在这里呢，好像还感谢上帝，我们不会去坐牢。
Here we don't have to worry and thank the Lord about going to prison.
但是我们在这里的话，还是有辛劳。
But we still have a lot of hard work to do.
在面对这么多一个福音的大的一个福音群体。
In facing such a large gospel need.
当我去到那个 East Hill Plaza 呢，我遇到有中国来的新生；去到那个沃尔玛呢，也遇到一些刚刚从中国来的新生。
So here at East Hill and over at Wegmans, the pastor Tang encounters a lot of Chinese people.
所以说，在是星期二，对，星期二晚上呢，我就拉着丁姐去分了那个迎新的单张。
And so on Tuesday, he took Brother Ding Jie to share some gospel tracts with some of these Chinese friends.
让丁姐也来承担了一下劳苦。
And so Ding Jie could share some of the burden of ministry.
对，当然我们刚才看到我们刚才播放这个 VBS 的录像。
And we just saw, of course, the video of our Vacation Bible School.
在过去呢，我们教会每年都去那个纽约 City 那个布鲁克林去短宣。
In the past, every summer, our church would go to Brooklyn to, for a short-term mission to help them with their vacation Bible school.
帮助他们的 VBS.
Because they were doing the same thing.
今年呢，遗憾去不了了。
But we couldn't go this year.
但是上帝又开了另外一条路。
But the Lord opened another door.
我们这里呢，有了这个 VBS, 第一次的 VBS.
So we decided to do our own VBS, the first one.
来了二十多个学生。
We had more than 20 students.
但是我数了一下，好像参与的同工数量好像跟那个学生数量差不多。
And I counted it. I think that the number of coworkers is about the same as the number of students.
学生九点钟左右到。
The students came at 9 o'clock.
我们同工呢，八点半就来了。
And the coworkers at 8:30.
学生们下午五点走了。
And then the students left at 5.
我们同工呢，可能要到五点半。
Our coworkers at 5:30.
可能那个工作强度的话，并不比外面的工作强度小。
And the amount of work involved was probably not less than what you might face out in your secular job.
但是呢，孩子们觉得很开心。
But the kids were so happy.
他说他们去了别的 camp 呢，那些很多老师就看着他们。
And many other camps that these kids had been to, the teachers just sat by and kind of looked at them as they played.
不像我们这样跟他们玩的这么热呢。
But here the teachers would really interact with them.
孩子们的父母也很开心。
And the parents were really happy.
早上送来过后。
After they sent their kids here in the morning.
下班了才来接。
They could come back in the afternoon after they had finished work to pick them up.
我们的同工们呢也很开心。
And our coworkers were really happy.
哇，有一些特别的经历，跟孩子们有这么五天的开心的时间。
And you know, in the midst of those 5 days, we had a lot of really special experiences.
我们看到这一个 VBS 呢，有上帝的祝福。
We really saw the Lord's blessing on this vacation Bible school.
但是当中呢，有弟兄姐妹在摆上。
But we also saw that the brothers and sisters were putting out a lot for this.
就好像前期的各样的预备呢，我们也去过 Hasbrook 和 University High 呢去分发这种。
There was
传单啊,
a lot of preparatory work. We had to go to Hasbrook and University Heights to pass out flyers.
可能弟兄姐妹也把你认识的朋友那里也分了一些宣传单，对不对？
Or maybe brothers and sisters shared about the Vacation Bible School with friends that you have.
保罗牧师本来在休假来，但他也是经常给我打电话，怎么样了？怎么样了？
Pastor Paul, even though he was on vacation, would frequently call me to find out how things were going.
对，像可能也经历了一些挑战。
So we experienced some challenges.
像我这样小时候被父母判定为五音不全的人，这才教小孩子唱歌。
So, for instance, myself, I mean, my parents never really affirmed my singing ability, but I had to lead the kids in singing.
哇，压力很大。
And I felt a lot of pressure.
但感谢主派了一个同工来 ，Ebony。
But thank the Lord, I had a coworker, Ebony.
我们也知道这个。包克强弟兄教大学
，and 包克强 ，that's me, I guess. he teaches at the university.
他却要去教小孩子历史。
But now he has to teach the small kids about history.
我在想，他跟我一样，肯定压力很大。
And I think maybe he felt a lot of pressure too. I guess I did.
但是感谢上帝，结果的时候，大家对他这个课评价最高。
But everyone was really happy with his class.
那些可能像那个五六岁的孩子都跟他提了很多问题的。
And even the smaller kids would ask a lot of questions.
大家在那个课堂上面表现得很热烈。
They were really excited about it.
感谢主。
So praise the Lord.
对，这个我们接下来呢，我们都知道教会的八月、九月可能是我们到十月，是我们教会很忙碌的时间。
Well, coming up now, August, September, and October is going to be a really busy time for the church.
很多工作要做。
A lot of things to do.
真的是愿上帝来鼓励兴起我们。
And so I think the Lord wants to encourage us.
真的是看到为了主的福音一同来兴旺教会的事工。
For the sake of the gospel,
积极的参与和摆上。
Advance the kingdom of God to put our, you know, lay ourselves, put ourselves out there to serve God.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters.
我们知道我们生活当中呢，这个属灵的征战呢是一直不断。
We know that in our lives there are constant spiritual battles.
我们也看看我们今天的社会。
We see our society today.
人们的思想观、价值观好像越来越远离神。
The thinking and the values are seem to be increasingly like distant from God's.
美国的空教堂呢越来越多。
And the empty churches seem to be increasing in number.
欧洲的很多教堂也早就成了纪念馆了。
And a lot of in Europe, you see a lot of churches have become just like tourist sites.
人心刚硬。
The people's hearts are hard.
但对我们这群在生命册上有份的基督徒来说
，But for us Christians whose names are written in the book of life,
那我们应该持守我们自己的目标。
We want to hold fast to the goal that God has given us.
积极在主里同工
，to work together actively,
打了美好的仗
，to fight the good fight.
这一场仗可能比硫磺岛那场战友打得更惨烈。
And this is actually even a more intense fight than what the soldiers experienced on Iwo Jima.
但是保罗的劝勉是，我们要在主里同工。
But the Lord, but the Lord's reminder through Paul is that we need to be of one heart in the Lord.
同心，同轭，同劳苦。
One heart, one yoke, and one common effort.
我们才能够在这个属灵的征战上得胜。
Only then can we win the spiritual battle.
愿主祝福我们。
May the Lord bless.